welcome to TXS Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up today, on our headline news offering, in the project and export finance space, the first phase of the 800 megawatt Al Karasa solar PV project in Qatar has reached financial close despite the global lockdown. But is this project really backed by a world record low tariff for a solar scheme, as claimed by sponsors? I investigate. On our essentials news offering, on our third-party news tracker service, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, alongside the World Bank and the Asian Development Bank, is in discussions with the Indian government to partially finance an $8 billion scheme for improving the health infrastructure at the district level. And the EIB is set to provide 95 million euros to finance 40 climate change projects in Barcelona. Over in the commodity finance space, UK-based Wylands Bank faces potential losses after funding in excess of $100 million to clients of Phoenix Commodities, a Dubai-based rice commodities trader that recently collapsed. Glencore's production of coking and thermal coal has taken a dip in Australia this year after the company produced 3.7 million tonnes of coking coal during the first half of this year, a 14% fall from the 4.3 million tonnes produced in the prior corresponding period. Argentine President Alberto Fernandez ditched the planned government takeover of cash-strapped soy mill giant Vicentin, according to social media reports, and Chilean regulators have rejected lithium producer SQM's $25 million environmental compliance plan for the Atacama salt flat, and have requested the miner starts from scratch, a filing showed. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, on our essentials news offering, Roy Shiloh has been appointed head of commercial finance for Bank Leumi UK. Over on a third-party news tracker service in the trade space, India's e-marketplace for supply chain finance, Ramsung Network, has joined fintech Moneta Go's secure financing network. And the Bank for International Settlements Invoice Hub Centre in Hong Kong and the Hong Kong Monetary Authority has launched the Tech Challenge Digitization Trade Finance Initiative to highlight potential for new technologies to enhance trade finance mechanisms. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.